WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As suspected CEO killer Luigi Mangione fights extradition to New York City, he is being hailed on the internet by some as a folk hero. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on the murder of UnitedHealthcare's Brian Thompson.
Google has now removed a flood of negative reviews posted for a McDonald's in Altoona, Pennsylvania, after an employee there tipped off police about Mangione's location. People are also now selling mugs and shirts that say deny, defend, and depose. The words police say were found on bullets at the crime scene, matching the title of a book on why insurance companies don't pay claims. Some sites quick to remove the merchandise, sympathetic to Mangione, concerned about glorifying violence.
Mangione held without bail in Pennsylvania. The Franklin fire in Southern California calming somewhat as Santa Ana winds around Malibu calmed down just a little bit. Following the fall of Bashar Assad's government over the weekend, Israel carrying out nearly 500 airstrikes in Syria, targeting many of the country's military installations. This is ABC News. The merger between grocery giants Kroger and Albertsons is on hold after two judges halted the proposed $24 billion deal.
Kroger and Albertsons claim they need to join forces to better compete with Walmart, Amazon, and Costco. The companies can appeal the judges' rulings, but the cost of keeping the deal together could be challenging. Grocery prices in October finally fell for the first time in 4 years. But just last week, Walmart CEO predicted higher prices at the start of next year, saying eggs and dairy are currently driving food inflation. And although they could come back down, he warned processed food prices likely won't drop much in 2025.
That's ABC's Rhiannon Alley. In this season of giving, Amazon is making it a little easier for customers to express gratitude. Owners of Amazon's Alexa device can simply say, "Alexa, thank my driver," to gift $5 to their delivery order at no cost or charge to the customer. The promotion was launched on December 4th. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Home Alone is at the top of many people's viewing list every holiday season. According to an Instagram poll conducted by the website Pubity, Home Alone was voted the greatest Christmas movie of all time. The film garnered 446,000 votes to take first place ahead of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which came in second. If you want to be entertained, read the comments on the Instagram poll where people argue about Christmas movies, and not exactly with holiday cheer. Other runner-ups included The Santa Claus, Christmas Vacation, Elf, and It's a Wonderful Life. You want to talk about range as an actor? Who could play Bruce Springsteen, a wrestler in Iron Claw, and the son of Jabba the Hutt? The answer is Jeremy Allen White. White has just signed on to play Jabba the Hutt's son in The Mandalorian and Grogu. Variety reports that White will provide the voice for the role and that this is the Emmy-winning actor's first role in a major movie franchise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bucks are headed to Vegas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Magic 114-109 to return to the NBA Cup semifinals in Las Vegas. Giannis led with 37 points in a game that went back and forth with the Magic. Doc Rivers.
Listen, I thought both teams, you know, we're I think we're known now over the last 12 games as a defensive team. And yet at halftime, we were shooting 58% and they were shooting 57%. And I told our guys, I said, the first team that plays defense goes to Vegas. Bottom line.
College basketball. The Badgers lost last night on the road to Illinois. The final 86-80. Number 20th ranked Wisconsin has suddenly lost their last three in a row. At the baseball meetings in Dallas, Brewers GM Matt Arnold named Executive of the Year. And he gave credit to the Brewers National League Manager of the Year, Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it starts with Pat. I think it starts with our ownership group, all the coaches around. I mean, our players, certainly. I mean, our front office guys. I'm surrounded by incredible people. And really, when you get these kind of awards, it really is a team award.
That's Brewers GM Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy with light snow showers and falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to be in the single digits by late today with a wind chill dropping below zero. Clear, windy, cold tonight, one below with a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine, not as windy with a high of 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Maggie Dawn.
Have you ever broken up with somebody over politics, a friend, stopped talking to family, and maybe even ended a romantic relationship? There's an epidemic of this we discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Seven.
Off and rolling.
Yes. WMDX. John and Gordy in the morning.
Good morning.
Oh, man, dude, we have a big program today. We have so many things going on today.
Jam-packed.
Big, yeah. Big topics. Mm-hmm. We certainly want you to give us a call. Just go to the Civic Media app. Call us or text us. We always get to the text, almost always.
Mm-hmm.
There is an old one here I want to get to this morning sometime, so get to that. But we've got, you know, Obamacare is going to be taken a look at by the new Trump administration, and they're going to make some changes, possible changes. I have those changes, and we'll be talking about those a little after 7 o'clock, okay? But it was a big appearance on The Daily Show.
Yes.
Right?
Ben Wickler. Yep.
Ben Wickler was on The Daily Show, and we've got all those little comments that he made on The Daily Show coming up, at about 6:50 or so.
Okay.
All right.
It's a bit cloudy this morning. We're at 25 degrees, and it looks like a fairly nice day, although we might get some snow along the way today. And Sam, do you think we can get the weather lottery balls going here and see what the afternoon high may not be?
You think this might work out here?
You think so?
We've got somebody else.
Wait, the weather lottery balls?
Yeah.
Yes,
Sam.
We can.
Yes, okay.
There we go. All right. I know. The machine needs a little help. There we go.
We've got some extra help in the studio this morning.
There we go. First number is 2, and the second number is 5. So the temperature's really not going to change much today. It's 25 this morning.
Like
it'll
yesterday.
Be 25 this afternoon.
Yeah. Same thing yesterday.
Man. I know. Is that machine working right?
I don't know. You know, maybe it's our machine controlling weather now.
Maybe.
Instead of the government controlling weather, we can do it right here from the studio.
Or maybe AI has already taken over. We don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that could be. All right. You all right? Everything okay? Did you bump into the microphone?
I did. I bumped into the microphone. Well, you know, okay. We've got somebody new in our control room.
What?
They're trying out. We're going to see if they're any good.
They're auditioning. Okay.
Yeah.
I got up at 4:30 for you today. Don't test me.
Good morning, Catherine. Great to have you along with us.
I think at long last, I'm gonna witness a radio rite of passage and be fired.
What?
It's in the queue. It's
already?
Coming up soon.
Not happening.
Okay.
Not happening.
I'm sitting by his side.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get to the National Day calendar. All right. For this Wednesday, December 11th. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is it or is it not one of these days? You ready? Right. Here we go. Is it National Stretching Day? National App Day? Mm-hmm. National Parks Day? Or National Noodle Ring Day? Which one of those days does not belong, John Peterson?
Go ahead. That day.
Noodle Ring Day?
Yeah.
Well, you're wrong. It is National Noodle Ring Day.
I can't wait to find out what that is.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment. What day is it or is it not, Sam? Or Catherine?
I'm like panicking back here.
You didn't listen at all, did you?
I wasn't listening. Not App Day. Why would they have a day for apps?
Well, you are also wrong.
Come on.
It is National App Day, so you're both wrong.
Mr.
today.
Smarty Pants,
I get to keep the money.
It's not stretch. No, give me that chance. It's stretch, not stretch day.
It is National Stretching Day. You're wrong.
What are you giving yourself the bell? I gave myself a bell.
See, she controls that. She just won.
Well, let's start with National Stretching Day. It's a day dedicated to educating people on the numerous benefits that come with practicing stretching. Assisted stretching. Assisted stretching. Flexibility is one of the most significant components to leading a healthy lifestyle, John.
Yeah.
When most think about stretching, it is in relation to one or two standby stretches that are held for a few seconds and released. However, this isn't the most efficient form of stretching. There is a way to stretch that can make you feel a difference. The National Stretching Day wants to bring awareness to why incorporating practitioner-assisted stretching into your everyday routine. You want somebody to help you stretch. You got this? That's important.
Oh, God.
The importance of stretching. Why is this important? Stretching improves our lifestyle, helps us live a better life. When we stretch daily, we increase our mobility and keep our muscles flexible.
How flexible are each of you?
Not very.
Can either of you touch your toes?
Oh,
I've never been able to do that.
What? Really? Well, you are pretty tall. I got to stretch more. I used to be like so bendy, so flexible.
And
for the first time ever, like a month or so ago, I wasn't able to touch my toes without like really hurting.
There you go.
I got to stretch some more.
Okay.
Well, you know, they say if you're stretching, it should last for about 30 seconds.
That's true.
If you're doing a stretch, it should be a 30-second stretch each time.
Yeah, you don't want to like overstretch yourself one time and then tear a muscle.
Well, you don't want to go back and forth in a stretch.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
2 seconds here, 2 seconds there.
Okay, we've gone on long. We've stretched this out enough. Let's move on.
He's bored already.
Let's go to National App Day. This is short for software application. That's what apps are short. Okay.
Quickly that happened pretty quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, let's see. Apps quickly appeared when our mobile devices incorporated smart technologies. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, we all know what apps are. All right. Yeah. Let's move on. We've got another one here.
You could promote the Civic Media app on this.
Oh, I could. See, that's the way to go. Get the Civic Media app. It's National Noodle Ring Day. Let's find out what this is all about. This looks really good.
These were the dumbest days ever.
National Noodle Ring Day celebrates and recognizes recipes made with pasta into a delicious round casserole. A round casserole. While baking up your favorite recipe, maybe use round pasta noodles to really punctuate the ring in the day.
That doesn't make any sense at all. I'm trying to follow that. Round. I'm not there.
Well, like, you know.
Is it like a noodle basket? You create a noodle basket?
Like a casserole. They're talking about casseroles, pasta dishes
and
stuff.
I'm lost.
All right, never mind.
All right.
Let's go to the history book.
Should not have been a day.
Do we have a history book? Can you open it up
already,
Sam? Why not?
We are racing through this. We've got so much show to go.
We can't just be.
Give me a second. We had to pull the book off the shelf
today.
All right.
Well, hang on. I can.
I'm gonna open it. You're not gonna stop me.
Uh-oh. Look out, Catherine! Catherine, get out of the room.
I should have warned you, Catherine. I've never had to do that with somebody else in the room with me.
Oh,
good.
No.
Gravy.
Well, there's a lot of dust on the shelf.
Ooh,
on,
I cannot breathe.
Man.
Okay.
Let's see. What do we got?
What do we got on
today,
the big list?
1936, King Edward VIII. Yeah. You remember him?
No.
Yes, you do.
Henry VIII. Do you have the song?
Edward VIII, not Henry VIII.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Edward VIII in 1936, against everyone's urgings and better wishes, King Edward VIII abdicates the throne to marry a divorced American woman and move to the States.
The shame of it all.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was a big scandal.
No, am I not wrong that also, that's why Elizabeth wound up being, right? Because it turned into her father becoming king.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. There you go.
That's right.
Nice addition.
Okay.
Thank you, Catherine.
Okay.
Today in 1941, Germany declared war on the United States.
Oh, that was not good, wasn't it?
Yep.
Wild day.
That was sad.
Catherine and I were talking about before you guys came in. Today in 1972, Apollo 17 astronauts landed on the moon, the last moon mission with humans aboard. And she was saying that everyone had stopped caring about the Apollo program by then, so no one paid any attention to it.
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah. They were going to keep going back to the moon, and they just decided nobody cares anymore. So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They did it 3 years before. They figured that was enough.
It's getting old.
People wanted something new and interesting.
New.
Yeah.
Now we're going back.
Yes, eventually. I think they pushed that mission back to 2026 now, from what I heard the other day.
They should have sponsored
pushing it back, pushing
that
it back,
last visit. They should have sponsored the last visit.
Yeah.
And had some kind of product sign on the moon. And then we could go back and, sell some more product.
Right.
More signs. And
I thought there'd be hotels on the moon, and you could go up there for vacations and stuff.
Well, I'm just thinking signs, construction. I'm not quite sure how that'll work.
Would think it'd be easier up there with the, weightlessness.
Yes, weightlessness.
I mean,
that's right.
Not completely weightless. You
just
have some
gravity.
You
just pick up, heavy construction equipment.
That's right. Yeah, construction
Great
beams.
Idea.
Okay.
One other thing in the history book. You're tired with this, aren't you? You want to move
keep
on.
Moving on.
What are we moving on to?
All right, fine. We've got one more thing in the book for today. Today in 1981, Muhammad Ali fought his last professional fight.
Aww. Yeah. Pity the fool. Yep. Muhammad Ali, the greatest. The greatest.
Yeah.
He was.
He did
you
say
look,
that.
You look at
that's
some
the wrong
of those.
Guy, isn't it? I pity
that's,
the fool?
That's Mr. T, isn't it?
Oh,
that's all right. Okay, he was another fighter, but
how is it
I think I was a takeoff on Muhammad Ali.
It could
I think
be.
He ripped
I
it off.
Be, but
Ali.
How is it that I'm the one who knows that? I wasn't alive for more than a decade before Mr. T.
What was great about Muhammad Ali, he always came up with these little phrases, and he always had a narrative to his next fight, and poems. He had all these poetry things for everything.
It was great.
Like the first rapper.
Yeah, no. Really, in a way. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the greatest. Okay. Remember when he took the Olympic torch? I don't know which Olympics that was.
China? He did, didn't he?
Yeah. Wow. I don't know.
I can't remember, but he was quite he was a war protester.
He was.
He lost his crown.
He ended up going to jail
For
being a conscientious objector.
Muhammad Ali?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in jail for 2 or 3 years, I believe, before he got, his sentence was commuted and they let him out. And he went back to fighting after being off for 2 or 3 years.
Believe in going to war.
Right. It was against his religion.
Now, he got dementia at the end, Parkinson's, right?
Right.
And
Parkinson's.
That is head injury driven?
Probably related
to
his case.
Do all boxers have to get Parkinson's? Have they all?
Well, I don't know, but it's somehow related.
Yeah.
They believe so.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Not a great end, but
a sad end for Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Okay. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can sleep better, you can dream bigger, or dream better and sleep bigger, or, just sleep till you wake up. On a handcrafted Verlo Mattress, they have all kinds of accessories in all of their locations. They're available on Madison's East Side location or West Side location, or just go online at verlo.com.
Now, they have Maddie the Mattress.
Maddie the Mattress?
Is that?
Yeah. He's coming here. We're trying to line up an appearance.
We do want
from
to
Maddie
interview
the Mattress.
Maddie the Mattress to see, tell us about some of the experiences that he's gone through.
Yep. Hey, we're just getting started on a Wednesday morning. Mike McCabe will be with us in our
That's
next
right.
hour.
Yeah.
Stay with us on John and Gordy in the Morning.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Mom, Dad, get up!
Come on, you guys! Okay. Wake up!
Get up! Okay.
I got a globe.
I got a watch.
And I got a robe.
I got Hulk hands.
I got a tie.
I got a copy of The Catcher in the Rye.
I got a drum set.
I got a phone.
I got a pen.
And I got a robe.
I got an outdoor pizza oven.
And I got a cameo from McLovin.
I got a hoverboard.
I got a drone.
I got a laptop.
And I got a robe. Thanks for the robe. It's really, really nice. I love this robe, guys. This is great.
I got headphones.
I got a wig.
We got the piano from Big.
I got a vintage pinball machine.
And I'm gonna make us breakfast in my brand new robe, which I love so much. It's really, really soft. Oh, it's on sale.
I got a pool.
I got shades.
We got pairs of rollerblades.
I got a Lego Millennium Falcon.
And I burned my arm in the oven. It hurt pretty bad, but I didn't even scream, because I keep the pain inside of me.
More and more presents, let's open up our stockings.
Mine has a set of travel games.
And mine is stuffed with candy canes.
Mine has a bottle of nice cologne.
And mine is completely empty. Just a big flat sock with nothing inside. Only hang it up, because it looks kind of weird if it's missing in our pictures.
Hold on now, what's this I see?
A few more presents beneath the tree.
Looks like someone's got a big surprise.
Aw, oh, you guys really didn't need to get me.
It's presents for the dog.
He got a bone and a squeaky toy.
And peanut butter treat.
Cause he's a good boy.
So many presents, but he deserves it.
And he got a robe.
Any makeup on. I was up until 4 in the
night. What a great picture! Let's post it on the internet!
Your mom does everything for your family. This year, get her more than one present. Moms like stuff too.
Who touched my piano?
It was an accident!
You know, moms aren't really supposed to get too much.
No, that's right. Yeah, that's,
they're supposed to work in the kitchen and get all the presents ready and wrapped.
Get the food going.
Go out shopping for those presidents.
Yeah. Mom doesn't need
don't,
much.
Don't bait me. Don't bait me. I have had a flat.
Time for you to start a fight with them, Catherine.
Oh, boy.
I have had a flat thing. What do you call the stocking?
Yeah. Oh.
For now 15 Christmases.
Really?
With my daughter. I know I'm going to have a flat. Nothing. Not a damn thing. I fill them and there'll be nothing in mine.
Oh, boy.
Not even funny.
Well, so your daughter's 15. I mean, at that age, I think you can start buying your parents a gift. But like, if they're younger than that, I'll give them a pass if they don't have any money or anything like that. But to think that nobody got you a gift for 15 years is horrible. I feel so bad for you.
Yeah, well, you know, 1 year for my birthday, my ex-husband bought himself a 65-inch television.
Well, you shared
that was nice. That was nice of him.
No, I shared in it. Yeah. I didn't want it.
You could let him.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you want it or not. It's a gift.
It wasn't for me.
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah.
Boy, it's so. Yes. I hear that all the time at home. Christmas. You know, it's ridiculous. Yeah. You know, we had pictures taken at our little Christmas get together where I found out my brothers voted for Trump.
Yeah.
And my wife, part of her face was cut off by somebody's shoulder. Right. And it was a really good picture of everybody, and it was pretty good of her, but a little part of her face was cut off by a shoulder. Oh. And she got angry, and I said, I said, well, it's a good picture, though. No, my face is cut off. They're going to remember me for having my part of my face cut off with a shoulder. And she you know, we had to take pictures over and again because of the picture in her shoulder. You know,
well, Christmas is a very sensitive time of the year, you know, family reunions and things like that.
She wanted,
yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. What are you going to do?
It was a good picture of everyone, including her, except just part of her face.
Mm. Well, that's sad. Yeah.
Very sad.
Well, okay. It was a disaster. You know, when I look back on it, it sounds like a disaster, right? Mm. I didn't make a big deal about my brothers voting for Trump. We did have a little eruption at the dinner table, but that was about it, and I let it go. Uh-huh. But I may never talk to them again.
Well, that's
I may not give them a call.
Well, I'll try it next
Christmas. Try to communicate with them.
Try to make it up. I mean, you know, you can't hold a grudge forever, especially at your age. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You and your
brothers.
There's
not much time left.
Right? You know, that's what I'm saying. You don't want to go out that way.
Yeah. No, you don't.
If you'd like to text us or call us, the phone lines are open. 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-TALK. And get that Civic Media app handy, because after 7 o'clock, we'll be announcing our next keyword in our contest, the Text to Win contest, the grown-up gift list Text to Win contest after 7.
That app is easy to use. That app is the way to do it. Yeah.
It is easy. Yep. Okay. You know, there's some good stuff coming up in Idiocracy, you know, just odds and ends, but preview, just to let you know it's going to be bizarre this time around. Okay?
Just a couple of minutes from
now. We got a couple of minutes. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to tell everybody about a big show at the Barrymore.
Oh, okay.
It's called Guys on Ice.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I was actually in a production of that up at the Palace Theater in the Dells.
Were you really?
I was.
What
did
you do?
I did the puppeteering. There's a part where the puppet is under the stage, and these two hands come up.
You lie like a rug.
No, I'm absolutely.
They come out from under the ice.
Yeah, no, yes.
You had fish puppets.
I played the fish puppets.
Oh, cool!
And so I had to crawl under there, you know, during the show.
It says here it's more than a musical comedy. It's a heartwarming and witty journey through the secret world of ice fishing.
It's hilarious.
With Wisconsinites Marvin and Lloyd, two ice fishing buddies and homegrown philosophers from up north Wisconsin.
Yeah.
From their shanty, the duo talk and sing about life, love, and the one that got away.
Yep.
Keeping warm with a mutual appreciation for good bait, cold beer, and of course the Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
As Marvin anxiously awaits his opportunity to appear on a cable TV fishing show and share the secrets of his life on the lake, Lloyd ponders a recent squabble with his wife over plans to spend their anniversary at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, it's a hilarious show.
And by
the
way, I got to say that my wife and I spent our anniversary, our honeymoon, at Lambeau Field.
Oh, you did.
What a lovely.
Yes, and we go back every time. So this isn't fictional.
No, it's not. It's a very Wisconsin-y show.
Your wife puts up with that kind of thing?
She wanted to do
that. I was
going to
say, isn't she more of a Packer fan than you are?
She's a bigger Packer fan than me.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No,
absolutely.
That's true.
Get her out of bed.
No, that's a great show. And the show coming to the Barrymore actually has a couple of the original actors in it.
Oh, yes.
From like 20
something.
It starts
on December 26th, the day after Christmas at 7 p.m. And there's a whole bunch of different shows. So
excellent. Check it out.
$36 ahead of time and $40 at the door.
Barrymore Theater. Coming back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Well, we got a World Ag Supply and Demand report out yesterday, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture sees more corn exports in our future. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that's fine as long as the geopolitical situation globally stays safe.
You watch the geopolitical side of things. Obviously, we got some events in Syria that are concerning, and you know what's happening there. Does that come into play in terms of the Black Sea and you know the movement of grains through that area? So that's something we'll have to keep an eye on. But right now, at least things are kind of flowing. Seems like Panama Canal is working fine. The Mississippi River is working fine, at least in terms of water levels compared to where we were a handful of months ago. So at least at this moment, things are moving fairly nicely. But obviously, those geopolitical events, especially this time of year, can be very shocking to the market. As trade gets a little bit thinner and things are, the market will be watching them very, very closely.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Yesterday's World Ag Supply Demand Report also found greater use of corn in ethanol and lower ending stocks. Not much to report as far as the soybean side of that report. So did it influence the numbers that we're dealing with on a Wednesday morning? We'll check that out next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
Fairly quiet on the dairy front yesterday. Barrel cheese on Tuesday was down a quarter of a cent, 168 and three quarters, while the AA butter and the 40-pound block cheese both stood still. So, on a Wednesday morning, right now, we've got March corn unchanged, 449. December new crop up a penny at 443. January soybeans are down a penny and a half at 993, with November beans unchanged at 1010. March wheat, penny and a half higher right now at 563. July new crop up two at 579. The January class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 7 right now, 1918 a hundredweight. Just a quick Wednesday market snapshot. I'm PM Yankee.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be windy with light snow showers and falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to be in the single digits by late today with a wind chill dropping below zero. Clear, windy, cold tonight, one below with a wind chill in the teens below zero. Tomorrow, sunshine, not as windy with a high of 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Right now, during the Verlo mattress clearance sale, you can save even more with Verlo's already low consumer direct prices. Oh, you'll find phenomenal savings on floor models and discontinued mattresses. And all our mattresses are made locally, just for you, and are backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Oh, but you'd better hurry. The sale ends soon. Wake up, sleep better, and save at Verlo.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Master Discombobulator Dan Schaefer and Northeast Wisconsin actor Kurt Krause drops by the studio to discuss independent film. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with T. Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, we've heard a few dumb things before in Idiocracy, so we're not going to stop that anytime soon.
No, we got plenty of dumb stuff to go.
It keeps pouring out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. 6:35, it's cloudy, 25 degrees, highs just in the mid-20s today, maybe a little snow midday. Yes, I know. The dumb stuff just keeps happening, doesn't it? Getting some early morning texts here, and you can text us at 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Let's see. Mark from Sachs says, with the announcement from Walmart's head saying the prices aren't coming down, MAGA will see Trump isn't the magic man. Yeah, they're saying, talking about food prices going up already.
Absolutely, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the egg prices going up there because of the bird flu, well, gee, now what?
Wow.
The magic man isn't so magic anymore, is he?
And there was supposed to be some big merger between Kroger and one other huge food chain.
And that shouldn't happen.
It didn't happen. The judge quashed that.
Yeah.
Said,
great.
No, not
great.
Happening.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That happened last night.
Why is it a bad
night.
Thing? Why do we not want mergers of grocery stores?
Because these are huge corporate chains, and they control the prices.
Yeah. How would you feel if your entire food supply is owned by one company?
Yeah. Not good. Or at least two. It's a bad idea. I just saw a headline on CNN here. Corporate executives are scrambling to protect themselves now.
They're getting security people.
They're getting security people.
Now. Yeah, well.
Well, I okay. You know, this shooting seems to have brought on a little public anger in regards to what they're paying for health care. You know, it surprises the hell out of me that no one pays attention to what they're paying for when they search and have to pick a health care plan. I don't understand it. Don't they know that these companies are making huge profits off of them, that their premiums are going straight into the pockets of corporate executives and the corporate bottom line? Don't they know that? All of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, you're making so much money. What's that all about? Well, thank goodness at least we've brought attention to it at this point.
Well, I think a lot of people are actually aware of it, but they wonder, well, what can I do about it? The prices are high. Got to have health insurance. Got to pay it.
Well, I don't know.
I don't have much of a choice.
Just from what I've read about all of this, that I think a lot of people are surprised that they're making so much money. You know, $100 billion in income. Now, that's not the profit. Income. And then they had, I think, about $9 or $10 billion in profits. And then, of course, you know, the CEOs make their money, and they've got, you know, stocks and bonds and trading. They make a whole heck of a lot of money. They've got pension plans that they're funding. I don't get why we let all of this go to a middleman that we don't need in healthcare. Mm-hmm. Look, I got a rant coming up next half hour.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm starting early.
All right. Yeah, hold your fire. Okay.
All right. Look, I know so much about healthcare. It's killing me.
It's not healthy.
No, you're right. It isn't healthy.
You can't carry that around with you. You got to let it out once in a while.
Okay, well, thank
right?
you.
Yeah.
I'm going to try.
You remember your blood pressure.
No. Just, you know, I don't remember much here. Else, but I remember the blood pressure
okay,
thing.
Okay, good. All right. This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Again, they have all kinds of accessories there, too. Lots of big, fluffy pillows and stuff. Available on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com.
Still looking for one of the employees that got lost in the pillow.
In the pillow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, well, hopefully they'll find him before
fluffy.
Christmas. Yeah.
Now, you know, the one thing about having Trump as president, we are lowering our expectation level of government. And the quality of the people we put in charge.
Yeah.
So, and now we're accepting maybe a lower level of education. And I want to get to this. This is the University of Austin was founded with the aim to foster civil discourse and respect for diverse perspectives in education. Okay, just keep that in mind. But
right.
What does that really mean in Mega World? Well, the private uncredited university. An accredited university has received funding from billionaire Bill Ackman, who opposes free speech on college campuses. So there you go. And I'll bet a billionaire contributing to a college that's unaccredited, who goes to that college? Anyway, he's probably going to call the shots as far as what they can talk about and discuss on campus. And I'll bet anything, it's not going to include wokeness, right? The University of Austin is against DEI policies now in favor of, and I didn't know that they kind of had a wording for this, merit, excellence, and intelligence. Okay, that's MEI.
Merit, excellence, and intelligence.
Yes.
What is
that's a good question.
Supposed to mean?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that means. The university stated the Trump administration, this gives you an idea of the direction they're going. The Trump administration is an exciting time for us to build an institution with an environment where there's value on open discourse and dialogue. What does that mean?
My head's exploding.
I don't get it.
It
doesn't make any sense at all.
No.
And this is coming from a college. This is a college.
Okay.
What the hell, right? All right, let's go to another state here, Montana. There's a rule there in Montana. They were trying to legislate against a transgender individual, a representative there, from using the bathrooms.
Right. Yeah. Where's
in
this
Montana.
Going? Mm-hmm.
Well, they ruled against that, but it's not like they're not still attacking this transgender representative. Zoe Zephyr already had her physical office taken away, if you can believe this today, in today's age. But that's not all. Every single day, people show up and occupy all the hallway benches just to deny Zoe Zephyr even a place to sit down and do her office work.
Well, what?
What?
How
yes.
is that even possible?
What, yes, they're doing
They
that.
Took her office key away from her?
Took the office away, and they're preventing her from sitting out in the hall doing her office work in the hallway on the benches. She doesn't have an office because her fellow representatives in the state assembly voted to deny her one. They voted to do this. That's how petty and hateful they are. Here's a sample of the out-of-touch language these old white guys use to debate the issue.
Mm-hmm.
This is a quote. Gals' restroom should be used only by gals, and guys' restroom should only be used by guys.
That's,
so there you go.
That's how they say it in Montana,
but,
huh?
Yeah. Guys and
you
dolls.
Gals?
Go
over there.
Wow.
Guys over here.
We're not moving ahead too quickly here, are we?
Wow. Oh, Montana.
Oh.
What's wrong with
this? I know. What. Yeah, what's happening in Montana? What's wrong with Montana?
I don't get that. It's a beautiful state.
All right. All right. Well, anyway, let's get into something here that we were talking about prior to going on the air.
Right.
It is Social Security and Medicare.
Yeah.
What's considered funny on the right now is a millionaire and billionaire's way of joking around. Now, this is Republican Congressman Mark Elford. He just announced the House GOP plan to cut Social Security and Medicare in 2025. Okay,
oh,
this is
wonderful.
This is what he said. hey, we got to pay for those tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires somehow, right?
Did he laugh like that, too? Yeah,
just like that. I worked on that for weeks.
Well, that's...
So that's...
He just said it out loud.
Well,
huh?
That's just humor. That's their kind of humor. Of course, they're saying that somehow Social Security has some effect on the budget or saving money, or and it really doesn't, because we have a quote here,
okay,
I believe, from Ronald Reagan, setting the record
really?
Straight. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security has nothing to do with the deficit. Social Security is totally funded by the payroll tax levied on employer and employee. If you reduce the outgo of Social Security, that money would not go into the general fund to reduce a deficit. It would go into the Social Security Trust Fund. So Social Security has nothing to do with balancing a budget or erasing or lowering the deficit.
See, that's pretty clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anybody got that?
That's still true, yeah, right?
It's still true today,
yeah,
as it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So... I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see them debate that. They're going after Social Security for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely going after it.
They're going to try.
Yeah, we'll see where they go with it.
We'll wait and see.
We'll wait and see on that one. All right, now I've got this is a horror story, basically, and transgender story.
Okay.
Now this is, we have a little feature called Talk Talk. Maybe can we just insert that into the program here?
Let's go. Mm-hmm.
All right, because there are a lot of people out on the web, on social media, speaking their onions.
Absolutely.
Telling it like it is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I really admire a lot of those people for really just kind of focusing on the social issues of today.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is a conservative Christian dad, and he's talking about his transgender child. Let's listen to cut number 48 if we can. All right.
There are Republicans, there are Christians who have transgender children.
I had a daughter before who I loved dearly. I have a son now who I love even more, if such a thing is possible. You know, when your child gives you the reason for why they're suicidal, which is, Dad, I think I'm meant to be a man, I'm transgender, the worst thing you could do is argue with them, debate it with them, tell them it's wrong. I mean, that was never on the list of options for me. I wanted to understand. When I signed up to be a dad, it was a lifelong commitment. It was unconditional love. With Ashton as my guide, we figured it out. And I'm just thrilled that he made it, because he really was on the edge early on. I was scared to death that I would lose him. But to see him reach this point,
yeah,
and see him thriving and become the person he's always meant to be. He's meant to be a man. My son has a masculine soul. I really believe that. All I'm doing really is just telling the story of being his dad.
Left, right thing, and it's really not.
There you go. So, one of the great things about that story is that it says it all. It tells the story. It bottom lines the whole issue of transgender individuals. It does. And if you hear that story, if you're a conservative, you should change your mind. It should change everyone's mind about transgender children.
Mm-hmm.
And taking care of them. You're a father, you're a mother. This is your child, the one you love so much, and you want to help them through life.
Mm-hmm.
And, whatever decision they want, they should be able to make that decision with your help, of course.
Absolutely.
But this should change the minds of anyone who is against any kind of transgender treatments or medications or direction that their children want to go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we have Mark on the phone
all
here.
Right.
Let's
go to the phone lines here.
Check
Mark.
It out. Good morning, Mark. Go ahead with your call.
Yeah, just hearing that Republican talking about Social Security, making a big joke about it. And for these Republicans, been on Big Bang Theory, I can remember Penny often freaked when Sheldon was being a jerk. Sheldon said, Sheldon, how do you make sure that people aren't spitting into your food when they're bringing it out to you? So maybe none of these Republicans should actually think that the food they're getting served in a restaurant hasn't been adulterated in some way. And I'm sorry. It just is.
Thanks for bringing that up, Mark.
And they should just not be comfortable at all.
No,
wherever they go.
You know what?
Okay.
I think you're right. You know, if any Republican is very popular in their area, of course, where they get voted in, they may have to look twice at what the food looks like when they get it.
Oh man,
is he suggesting anything? Maybe a tactic?
What? Spitting in somebody's food?
Some kind of protest, you know.
Okay. I don't think that's a good let's not go there. Hey, by the way, you were mentioning the you know, people speaking their onions.
Yes.
Did you hear that last night the judge went against the onion buying InfoWars? That deal is off the table now. They're not going to allow that deal to go through.
What?
Onion cannot buy InfoWars, according to the judge, Christopher Lopez, in federal bankruptcy court.
Do you have it
court.
Up there? Is there a reason for that?
In Houston. It doesn't really give a reason yet, but let me look through it here while we come back for more here on John and Gordy in the Morning.
We've got Ben Wickler coming up in just a moment.
Yeah.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
It's the center of the Kringle-making world. Racine County wears the crown, and bakers like those at O&H create more than 10,000 of the delicate oval-shaped pastry every single day.
Just a great pastry. One that's hard to make, though. Hard to replicate.
Peter Olison is a third-generation owner. O&H is celebrating its 75th year. But do you know if Wisconsin considers the Kringle our official pastry? The answer coming up.
The 500-square-foot corner bakery to offering our products by mail.
Baker Mike Massanelli says their Kringle is shipped near and far. The tradition began when the Danes came to Racine in the late 1800s, and it is that past and present which created our official state pastry, the Kringle, in 2013. And it's a you-can't-have-just-one-slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, and the onion deal is off the table for InfoWars.
Yeah.
And it's simply because there was a sealed bid. It didn't offer up the item to too many other people. Who knows? It's a little ambiguous. We're not quite sure exactly what.
Yeah. He's and the judge also said the bankruptcy auction failed to maximize the amount of money from the sale of InfoWars that would go to Mr. Jones' creditors, Alex Jones's creditors.
Right.
For some reason, that's holding things up. What happens next.
I have a theory here because Elon Musk wanted part of the InfoWars piece of their commentary. What they did was a lot of the people in InfoWars used X, and Elon said, "That's my material. That belongs to me." And he was challenging the Onion ownership of all of the material. So I think this may be an underlying element to this whole problem. Well, anyway, we'll follow that story definitely.
Yes, Sam.
Is that the reason why the judge is like stopping the sale? Is because it's not in the story.
It's not in this,
but I believe it is.
Well, that's goofy. If you buy a company that has like produced intellectual property, you buy all of that intellectual property as well.
Elon is challenging that. He says a lot of that commentary went on X, and he owns it. I think that's the bottom line here. We'll keep an eye on this story. Ben Wickler, tweeted or X'd yesterday about his showing on The Daily Show.
Yeah, this was a really good appearance.
He said, yeah. Love joining Jon Stewart last night and sharing how we supercharged Wisconsin Dems. Let's play a cut here, and this is cut 61. Wickler's energy level was noticed by Jon Stewart. As usual. Everybody notices that. Let's listen.
Your energy, though, I have to tell you, and I have talked to DNC chairs and people that have been interested, you have a different energy than they do. I'm telling you, they have a more corporatist vibe. That's been the vibe of their, I can remember Tim Kaine, God bless, good dude, but he came on the show when he was a DNC chair and he was like, we have door knockers. And I was like, oh my God, we're in the shit. The passion that you're bringing, boy, that feels like what it needs in this moment. I really do feel that way. You are approaching it from a much more populist, bottom-up standpoint than I've heard in the past, other than Howard Dean's sort of 50-state strategy.
And I believe in that.
I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate the nice compliment. I will also say that there are so many people, there are thousands of people who work in politics, and sometimes you're buried in the numbers, and you're trying to, like, when you use this phrase, then people are like, what the hell are you talking about? So you got to use this phrase. And a lot of times in politics, people, when they're on your show, they're trying to remember all those things about, like, what might be a landmine if you step on it, and it's going to blow up in your face. And you're trained to do that in politics. You're trained to try to, like, navigate through these incredibly tricky waters. And that is sometimes important work to hold a coalition together, but it's easy to get lost in that and not actually go to the whole point of the thing, which is to fight in a way that makes a difference in people's lives so that they remember who was on their side when something went wrong and they understand who's trying to rip them off. Like, that is the reason why politics actually matters.
Is someone writing this down?
somebody writing this down. Oh, that's great stuff.
This was a great appearance.
And I've got this. This was the close of that discussion. Let's listen to this. Cut 64, if you can play 64. All right.
There we go.
We're getting it.
Coming up.
64. There we go. All right.
Let's ham-handed.
If you come from a place of fear and not from a place of passion and belief, you lose.
And people can see. People can smell authenticity. They can feel it. And this, I think Trump is a disaster for the country. I also think it's very clear.
Hallelujah.
It's very clear. He does not think before he talks. He just says it. And there's something that draws people towards him about that. It is, even when he's lying out of his teeth, he's lying in an authentic way.
I don't even think those are his real teeth, quite frankly.
We have no idea about the teeth. His medical records, deep, deep secrets.
Deep secrets.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you coming by and bringing this. I'm telling you, you had a dispirited group of people wandering in the desert of feeling that they didn't know. Thirsty for leadership, you have provided it for them today. We are announcing right now, Ben Wickler is a nominee for president of the... No!
No. Nope. It matters who leads the Democratic National Committee, and it matters who leads state parties, and it matters who does this work, because this doesn't happen alone. You have to have millions of people involved to be able to make elections like this work. I'm running to get people involved. I want people to join and fight and win. What are we doing? Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair.
All right. Pretty fantastic stuff, isn't
really
it?
Really good.
I want you to just play this out. This is where he says something. Oh.
What?
Well, you know, we got a producer in there that's taking control of the John and Gordy in the Morning show.
What do you mean? What are you yelling
there
at?
There we go.
What's the problem? There you go again, trying to play another clip a minute before we got to wrap up
the
hour.
The thing is, Jon Stewart really kind of nails it from something that Ben says, and he says, boom! You know, like he really nailed it. And I think we could have fit that in and just faded the cut out.
Well, this is a three-minute clip, so I'm afraid not.
No, it doesn't happen 3 minutes in. It happens about a minute in, and we could have fit it in one time, but now we can't.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Didn't. Okay.
Well,
get over it. We'll move. Maybe we can play it
in
our next
hour. We'll
do
arm wrestling.
Why don't we do that, huh?
Okay.
We can have a little meeting, and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Also coming up in our next hour, Mike McCabe will join us, and we've got the grown-up gift list text-to-win contest right around the corner on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Come on, come on, come on. As we father saying? Is the John Gordy Show?
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as Up North News radio host Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson, Packer owner and senior advisor at Lincoln Project, is here to discuss. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Luigi Mangione still in jail in Altoona, Pennsylvania. The man accused of gunning down the head of United Healthcare last week in New York City is fighting extradition and is being held without bail. ABC's Aaron Katursky in Pennsylvania has been investigating the 26-year-old's online posts.
Since some of Mangione's internet posts reference dealing with a debilitating back injury, one thing police are investigating now is whether United Healthcare or some other insurance company may have denied a claim.
Google has removed a flood of negative reviews posted for the McDonald's, where an employee tipped police off that Mangione was there. People are also selling mugs with the words delay, defend, and depose on them. Those were found on the bullet casings at the crime scene. Israel carrying out nearly 500 airstrikes over the past 48 hours in Syria, following the fall of Bashar Assad's government. Pope Francis making his first public remarks about Syria, saying he hopes a political solution can be reached without further conflict. This is ABC News.